3 years after embarking on this lucrative career, he married the 14-year-old daughter of one of his bosses. The marriage was a meeting of hearts and minds both. Madame Lavoisier had an incisive intellect and soon was working productively alongside her husband. Despite the demands of his job and busy social life, they managed to put in 5 hours of science on most days, 2 in the early morning and 3 in the evening, as well as the whole of Sunday, which they called their jour de bonheur, day of happiness. Somehow Lavoisier also found the time to be commissioner of gunpowder, supervise the building of a wall around Paris to deter smugglers, help found the metric system, and co-author the handbook Méthode de nomenclature chimique, which became the Bible for agreeing on the names of the elements. As a leading member of the Académie Royale des Sciences, he was also required to take an informed and active interest in whatever was topical. Hypnotism, prison reform, the respiration of insects, the water supply of Paris. It was in such a capacity in 1780 that Lavoisier made some dismissive remarks about a new theory of combustion that had been submitted to the Academy by a hopeful young scientist. The theory was indeed wrong, but the scientist never forgave him. His name was Jean-Paul Marat. The one thing Lavoisier never did was discover an element. At a time when it seemed as if almost anybody with a beaker, a flame, and some interesting powders could discover something new, and when, not incidentally, some two-thirds of the elements were yet to be found, Lavoisier failed to uncover a single one. It certainly wasn't for want of beakers. Lavoisier had 13,000 of them in what was, to an almost preposterous degree, the finest private laboratory in existence. Instead, he took the discoveries of others and made sense of them. He threw out phlogiston and mephitic airs. He identified oxygen and hydrogen for what they were, and gave them both their modern names. In short, he helped to bring rigour, clarity, and method to chemistry. And his fancy equipment did in fact come in very handy. For years he and Madame Lavoisier occupied themselves with extremely exacting studies requiring the finest measurements. They determined, for instance, that a rusting object doesn't lose weight, as everyone had long assumed, but gains weight. An extraordinary discovery. Somehow, as it rusted, the object was attracting elemental particles from the air. It was the first realization that matter can be transformed, but not eliminated. If you burned this book now, its matter would be changed to ash and smoke. But the net amount of stuff in the universe would be the same. This became known as the conservation of mass, and it was a revolutionary concept. Unfortunately, it coincided with another type of revolution, the French one. And for this one, Lavoisier was entirely on the wrong side.